Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. The NFL week is upon us. Week 6 begins tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. College football just a couple days away as well. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yes, it is. We've got Giants and Eagles tonight.
Yes.
So we'll see if that players-only meeting that the – three-player-only meeting that the Eagles had because – I heard something this morning, Andy. I think we might have mentioned it. I forgot what team had a team meeting. How do people know that you had a team meeting, a player-only meeting? You know what I mean?
Good question. Yeah, somebody's got to tell,
right? Mm-hmm. Like, why would you want anybody to know that you're having a player-only meeting when you just wanted to be the players that know? I mean,
that
obviously you don't
question.
See what's going on.
I would assume you've been a part of a players-only meeting at some point.
Yes.
Did the media find out about it?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Now they know.
Yeah, now they know.
You just told them.
Yeah, no.
Scoop.
But I tell you what. They did.
Score one for journalism right here.
In the rare time that a player-only meeting works, after we won a game, and everybody said, what was the turnaround? Well, we had a players-only meeting. We took accountability. Smart. And basically all you do in there is like, yeah, I know I got to play better. I got to do a better job of doing, you know, whatever. I'm counting on you to do it so you can count on me to do it. And then we went out there and won a game. And then it was all,
That's what it was.
Yeah, man.
That's
what player only meeting. Not the fact that we just played better.
No.
And the fact that we played.
Or maybe you played a worse team.
Exactly. Played a team worse than us.
No.
And yeah, that's what it was.
Whatever, man. Whatever works.
Yeah.
If it's the players only meeting, and it was really only three players, right? It was Jalen Hurts, it was Saquon Barkley, and it was AJ Brown.
Right.
No defensive players.
No defensive players.
So none of those guys were allowed to be a part of it.
It ain't our fault.
So if the defense gets lit up, maybe they'll have to have the players only with the defense in there next time.
That's a possibility.
Now, if the defense gets lit up by Jackson Dart and the Giants, they probably have problems.
Uh-oh, why is Bo pumping his fist? You got Jackson
Dart's our starting quarterback on our fantasy team.
Who the hell? Why?
Because Lamar Jackson was our quarterback.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And it's a 16-team
league. Still not practicing, and they have a bye week next week.
Hold on. And so the only guy y'all could get was Jackson?
Actually, Jackson was okay last week. He was all right last week.
Oh, it was
They played the freaking Saints.
I know.
But, hey, man, just run for your life tonight and throw to Theo Johnson.
Man. It's not great.
They don't have to win.
Yeah,
we're not proud of it.
Yeah, I understand.
Hey, at least we're setting our lineup.
Yeah, my lineup is set. I made sure the lineup was set when I deleted the app.
You understand? Sometimes people have buys and stuff.
Who has buys?
Guys on your team, which I'm happy about because I'm playing you this week.
That ain't got nothing to do with
me. So don't re-download the app this week
don't worry
and start
about
setting
that.
Your buy.
I don't even remember what I don't even really know what the app was called.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, I don't even know.
If you get inspired to get back into the college football
I might play this weekend.
Do it next week.
I might play this weekend.
Don't do it this week. No. We need that easy Randy Mack win.
I might.
You're the Jets of the college fantasy league.
I might let you go on and get me some this weekend.
No, don't, because you have good players.
I know.
Have some of them on the bench.
I don't think I changed mine up once.
No.
Yeah, but it's all good.
Perfect. Leave it.
Like, who's? Have we found out the guy that I beat?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you beat me, I'll let you know on Monday. I'll be very sad about it.
Man, make sure you do that. Make sure you do that. But yeah, it's Philadelphia, they should, they're with a touchdown favorite. They should win that easily. The Giants are not good. But the biggest thing about the Eagles thing is that their line is so banged up. And one thing we know about the Giants, they can rush the passer. They can get after the passer with that D-line that they have.
There also is some defensive, like Jordan Davis. Sorry. Carter might not play.
Yeah.
Also, I saw N'Kobe Dean probably going to make his return.
Yes, I saw that.
Which is exciting to see.
Yeah, saw that.
But yeah, they're banged up on defense, too. I mean, it's also Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, weird stuff happens in Thursday games.
It really does, especially when you're the underdog, because you got to kind of look at it as, you know, they're on the short week also. And, you know, they're playing, I think it's in New York or Jersey, whatever. So, the Eagles jump on the train, go up there, whatever. But, anything can happen. I mean, I think the thing with Jackson Dart is just have fun with your fantasy thing. Like, rushing yards include, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, because he's going to be running for
his life.
Yeah.
He did used to not fumble when he's in the open field like he did a couple times last week.
He's going to be running for it because they got him on a one-read run plan right now.
Yeah. You don't see it, tuck it and go.
Yep, exactly what his plan is. So, yeah, as long as you got some of those rushing yards for him, y'all should be all right. Now, he might luck up and throw Theo Johnson might get behind somebody.
As long as that's the guy he throws it to.
Yeah, because there's nobody. Who the hell is
Because we got him, too.
Who the hell is there to throw to?
I don't know.
Yeah, is Slayton still on his team?
Probably. Yeah. There's always somebody named Slayton or Clayton or Creighton or somebody
Slayton,
on
Wondell
their team.
Robinson or the
Wondell Robinson.
Oh, I like, Wondell's a good player.
I like Wondell.
He's a good player.
I think Slayton was ruled out.
Okay. And then,
good.
Yeah.
Throw it to Theo.
Throw it to Theo.
That's what I've always said.
They have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Throw it to Theo. All right. Well, it'll be an interesting game.
Maybe. Or it might be terrible. Who knows? It's Thursday Night Football.
Yep.
I found out some awful news about the Oregon-Indiana game on Saturday, Randy.
Whoa.
I don't know if you know this or not, but let me just start by asking you this. How compelled are you to root for people that went to your high school?
How compelled am I to root for people that went to Peach County?
Yes.
Very compelled.
Right? Really compelled.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a hometown. You know, you're going to support the hometown guy and all that. And, you know, there's been a number of players either in the NFL or in college over the last handful of years we've been doing this show together that went to Peach County High School that are from Fort Valley, Georgia. And you always kind of know. I'm surprised you didn't know this, and I hate to have to say it.
Okay.
But Oregon's third string running back went to Peach County High School.
Oh, sweet.
No, not sweet.
Why?
Because now you have to root for him.
I'll give you this, and I'll ask you this. That won't happen.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good, good.
Yes, yes, yes. That's usually that's usually geared towards more NFL than anything. I root for that player.
I don't think he's going to go there.
The college guys, I don't really.
Okay, unless they play for Georgia.
Unless they play for Georgia, because I don't really keep up with a lot of it. I mean, I get tagged in a lot of these kids that play in Fort Valley, tagged in a lot of their tweets for whatever reason. Good for you. I like it and all that stuff. I don't know nobody. I mean, I told you the big deal for my kids, with my son especially, when he knew that I knew Rusty. He's like, you know Rusty? I was like, yeah, I know Rusty. Really? It's like, yeah. So I don't know if they know that I know Rusty. But, yeah, I can't get you recruited. I can't get you no stars. I can't get you no NIL money. None of that.
Okay, good. So the fact that Noah Whittington has 21 carries for 184 yards this season and a couple touchdowns for Oregon.
That means nothing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But I mean, I want
to. Now, look, you're hoping he does good, obviously.
Yeah, of course I want him to. Because the thing about it is, it's so funny when I see these kids playing, like, I went, like, Kyrus Jackson. I went to school with his mother.
Sure.
Now, these
sure.
other kids, I don't know their mamas. They probably. They
you don't know a Whittington?
Man, please. I don't know.
Good.
I'm sure Whittington, the Whittingtons of a Griffin line or something like that, or something like. I have no clue, but anytime the kids from Peach County can get an opportunity to play and do good, I'm always for that because that's my hometown. It's the high school I went to. It's a different, completely different high school than when I went to. They moved into a new school, but yeah, I mean. You're feeling a certain type of way that I might root for Oregon.
Yeah, I wouldn't want like, that. I just wouldn't want
how,
that.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
How you knew that?
I was just looking. I don't even know. Why would I know
that? Why would you know that? That's
what
that means. A third string running back.
Here's how.
Okay.
Because I was listening to some college football podcast. I listened to like five of them this morning. I was listening to one of them, and they were raving about Oregon's running backs in previewing the game, which is going to be a fun game.
Yes,
Oregon
is.
And,
yes.
and Indiana.
Yes.
That's where game day is going to be in Eugene. It's cool that Indiana's right back where they were last year. And,
yes, it is.
You know, maybe they can. This will be the biggest win that they've had in this run if they win the game too. And they were raving about their running backs, and I was like, I know about the Hill kid who are the other ones? And I clicked on Jaden Lamar. I was like, okay, all right, that guy's pretty good. Mm-hmm. From Seattle area. It'd be pretty cool if he went to a different school, okay. But whatever. I guess he chose Oregon. We'll probably threw some money at him. Uh-huh. Bunch of cheaters. And I was like, who's the other guy? Oh, Noah Whittington.
Okay.
Oh, Peach County.
I'm glad. What? You know what's so great about
that? No, it said Fort Valley. And I was like, well, Fort Valley is, you know, there's a bunch of places you could go.
No, there's only one school. There's only one high school.
I know. So then I Googled him, and I was like, oh, he went there. All right. Yeah, well,
there's only one school in Peach County.
It's a long way from home.
Yeah, but that's the great thing about it is these kids getting out and exploring and going to other places like Oregon. I mean, I think that's so cool that these kids get the opportunity. And the fact that Dan Lanning and them came down to Fort Valley to
probably
see
helps.
This kid, it helps also. Because I'm telling you, that was always the coolest thing in high school was lunchtime and the college recruiters be walking around. Yeah, that was some easy, yeah. But
yeah, it's an easy flex.
Yeah, that's an easy flex right there, man. They come through that with that and make sure they always wear a polo with the school logo on it. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
That right there is – I know that there's a lot of like North Carolina released that statement last night about their support for Bill Belichick, right? Mm-hmm. The dreaded vote of confidence during a bye week, like –
my thing,
not great, but I just before because what you're going to say, I probably agree with.
But
I know everyone wants to talk about all the different stuff, and it's easy to jump on and fine, jump on. I don't have any defense of jumping on, but like Dan Lanning being at Georgia, recruiting the area, going on to be a head coach at a different place in a different region, but having that
the relationships
mm-hmm. and the knowledge of the recruit, that's how you get guys like that to be your third string running back and add depth to a really good program on a different side of the country,
right?
That's why North Carolina sucks, because they don't have any guys in their program that know college football. They don't have any relationships, and their roster's terrible because of it.
Well,
I know everybody wants to make it Bill Belichick's girlfriend, and they want
to
make it
that has
it's
nothing
not
to do
that.
With that. It has nothing
it's
to do
because
with
their roster sucks.
Yes.
And they don't know how to play the game. Trying to run the thing like he did New England.
The most important thing you just said right there, don't know the game. Because the thing with it is that Bill came in with Lombardi and they tried to sell this. We're going to get you, this is how you get to the NFL. We're going to, and all those different things. But these are still kids.
That's right.
These are still kids. And you can't, and what did I hear this at? Okay, it was a coach just said this about, when you're talking to recruit and keeping these kids on your team, is like they're not like they were before you. You know what I mean? Like you got to be able to coach them, but you also got to be able to build trust with them.
Right.
And
we're not talking about a guy that like coached college kids a certain way and now has to adapt to the new era of college athlete. We're talking about a guy that's like the most famous coach for not having feelings
at
towards
all.
Anyone.
And you can't do that
at
in college.
At the NFL level.
Yes, you can't do that.
And now he's trying to bring it to this era of college football.
You can't do that.
No.
Because these kids don't care about his resume.
No, of course not. They don't care about any of it.
Yeah.
Like telling a kid, like an NIL kid, to do their job mm-hmm. is the rudest thing you could say to him.
Yes.
Like Kirby said, they're offended to be coached sometimes.
Yes.
So, and that some of the report that came out about what's going on in Chapel Hill is sort of where I'm approaching this from is like, you have to, you have to be willing to coddle at least a little bit. You got a pat on
Bill,
the back.
Bill, don't coddle.
Then he's not going to succeed.
Because the thing about the coddling thing, that's why they're talking about having the parents mad. Well, the babies are telling their moms and daddy them.
Right.
And their moms and daddy them ain't like the previous generation of mom and daddy.
Right.
Like my mama, figure it out.
Well, again, also.
Well, I ain't call my mama like, mama, he's being mean.
But when you're being rude to whatever, when you're coaching ex-NFL player hard, he doesn't tell his parent and parent text you.
Yeah.
It's do your job.
Yeah.
That's it. Cut and dry. That's what it is. But that's not the reality of the landscape at that level right now.
They call their mom and them every damn hour. Hey, mama, I just had a bagel.
That's why it's not.
That's why
it's not going to work.
Yeah. But the thing about it is he took 70 new players.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah. A lot of them post-spring.
That's true.
And then you're trying to acclimate all that stuff, man. And I know, Bill has to give back a million if he leaves.
You can do it in a year. You can do it in a year if you know college football.
He doesn't know it.
He doesn't.
But that was always the thing. That's why I said the sell ain't working when you're selling people. All these kids want to go to the NFL. Duh.
I know, but
they want to go to the NFL.
There's also a flaw with that. That's a flaw with that argument, too, though. Like, this is how to get to the NFL. I think Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, Oregon, other schools have been doing a pretty good job sending kids to the NFL too.
Yes.
Like the NFL's populated by all these other schools It's not like, oh, he knows how to get there. Well, so do they, and them, and there. They're not going to treat you like that, and they have more money. Like, so I don't know. The fun part is going to be piling on the TMZ story of it, which, fine, do that if you want. That's fine. But the reason it's not working is because they don't know college football and they don't know how to treat people. So we'll see how it goes. They might fire him today. We'll come back and tell you what's trending here to kick off the show on a Trillville Thursday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Love the fact that we all get together and are looking for solutions to continue to get better. That's just not a coaching thing. That's just not a leaders on the football team. That's this team. That's the mindset of this team is how do we keep getting better, be playing our best football by the end of the year. And so you love that.
There you have it. That's the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni, talking about their players-only meeting, searching for solutions. Well, one good solution probably for their team is they're playing the Giants tonight.
Right.
That's going to help.
Get right, and then, Buck, because everybody's so banged up, you get the, you know,
extra couple days
for Landon Dickerson and all those guys to get a little healthy. But
I will say losing to the Giants would be the opposite of that.
Yeah, that'd be bad. It'd
be pretty bad.
That'd be bad. But I think, you know, when you look at just their team as a whole, that they are the most predictable basic offense in the league. One of them. They just are. They really, really are. And when you look at it from a standpoint, when we were talking yesterday, and you were like, as far as the play action pass here, and I was like, well, maybe Michael's just not good at it. There's just certain things Jaden's not good at. Mm-hmm. There's certain things Jalen Hurts isn't good at. And when he doesn't have the explosive plays of a Saquon Barkley, which isn't on Jalen, it's more on the offensive line,
right,
you see limitations in his game.
Yeah, I also think, though, like depth, like for sure, there's definitely like a lot of depth and context to what's going on with their offense. But I also think they had a 2-touchdown lead in the second half last week and handed the ball to Saquon 3 more times.
Yep.
Like, that's insane.
Again, you know, offensive coordinator, they got issues.
Sometimes it is really complicated and deep, and sometimes it isn't.
Like, but the thing about it is what you just said, 6 times. Okay, that guy who we just brought in, You go to that dude who's calling the plays like, hey, bruh,
yeah,
run the damn ball.
Run the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's clearly something going on with their offensive coordinator as far as, like, he is being influenced by various different things. Like, he's trying to make different people happy. He's listening to the criticisms. Obviously, he's dealing with some of the injuries that are going on. But, yeah, it doesn't look the same. Now, the last two really good offensive coordinators they had are head coaches in the NFL now. And every time you replace one of those guys, you don't hit a home run.
Right.
So, you know, maybe this guy's not a very good offensive coordinator.
That could be it. That could be it. But, I mean, you know.
It happens.
The thing with Sirianni is he's an offensive guy. That's how he got his job.
Right. So he may have to take over.
He may have to take over the play call.
That's, you know, that I still think there's a little bit of a ways away from that. But
I do too.
You lose to the Giants. Maybe that's something you start thinking about.
Everything's on the damn table.
All right. Here's Raheem Morris talking about trying to stop Josh Allen on Monday night.
You know, well, this week's unique, right? You got a guy back there that we just mentioned that is unique in itself. So when you do pressure, you like to get him on the ground. You know, if you don't, he can make you pay in the worst way. So, like, you just want to focus on making sure that we are in the right rush lanes and doing the right things in order not to allow him out the pocket to be able to crease you and run the football, right? We had Baker get us, I think, three times in the first game. You know, Mariota got out once or twice. And these guys are getting more and more athletic. So you just got to make sure you focus on how you use your rush lanes, how to utilize some of those things, whether you're a blitzer or whether you're just part of the four-man rush, whatever the case may be. So, like, the discipline, the division and violence that you need to rush with has to be sure we always keep that on the uptick.
I heard him say something yesterday also about the second play. Because usually, yeah, when you play a guy like Josh Allen, there's usually two plays. It's the original play and then the second play when he decides to improvise. And so when that's when he's at his most dangerous, too.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that he can do with his legs and also his ability, if you're covering and you just take your eyes off him and he's rolling to his right, he could throw it 70 damn yards in the air.
Really hard to cover a guy for 7 seconds.
Yeah, and so you're always at a disadvantage when you have a guy like that. Being the quarterback, going against a quarterback like that. So they're going to, like you said, they're going to have to be violent in their rush, but you got to keep your eyes on him. You can't get above the quarterback and allow him those creases, like you said, like Baker got and all those things to get you with those dirty yards. And if you're going to let, if you think Baker's a handful, this big ass dude right here, number 17. Yeah,
it's different.
It's a whole lot different.
It's a very different thing. Because, yeah, I mean, he's harder to tackle. He wants to run more also. And his arm and his accuracy is better than Baker's, too. Like,
yes.
I mean, again, that's why he's one of the, I don't know how high, 3, 4, 2, whatever, best guys in the league. To where, like you said, he starts waiting around back there. Maybe he beats the rush the first time, and then he's outside the pocket. And one of these guys, you know, you slip up. He beats you deep. Josh can throw it. He can throw it the whole field.
Yes, he can. You're at this disadvantage when you're playing against a guy like that. But I mean, Ross said it. The most important thing, you got to get him on the ground.
Yeah,
you got to get. You can't be. And I'm talking about you got to get him up high. Get his arms. Because I remember we had a D line coach. He's always say wrap his arms because the thing about him, he's so damn strong.
Yeah, that means he can't throw.
That he can. Yeah, he said, if you can get wrap his arms. If you're around his waist, around his legs, he's still going to be able to throw the ball. Get his arms.
Yeah. And then maybe somebody else can help finish him off.
Yeah, because he can put you on his back
like
and drag you too now.
I know. It's like there's so many opportunities for just like ridiculous situations with him. Because he will just drag somebody an extra couple yards and make the throw or put his head down and get the first down or whatever. Like, you know, I'm not trying to talk about him like he's Superman or he's impossible to stop or whatever because teams beat him and, you know. There are ways that you can get him on the ground and you can stop him, but it's a huge task for the Falcons defense on Monday night, a defense that has been better than expected through the first four games of the year. Now, this will be the biggest test, and they're coming off of a game where they probably feel a little bit embarrassed given the amount of turnovers that they had in the red zone and losing their first game of the season and all that. So there's a lot in it. Here's Kirby Smart talking about playing Auburn and Auburn being a little rested on Saturday night.
I don't know anything I can do to mitigate that because this is going to be a physical game. I mean, you have to practice football to get good at football. They'll practice this week, just like we'll practice this week. We've had, I guess, the same number of byes they have, right? So we've had two. I'm assuming they've had two. I don't know if they've had their second one yet, but it all evens out. You can't really look at that and try to make an excuse for it. So it is what it is, and we got to go play well.
Yeah, it's gonna be a 60-minute dogfight. I mean, this is going to be a 60-minute dogfight for Georgia when they go down to Auburn, man. It's not going to be no blowout or anything like that. They're going to have to play well down there. And just because Auburn had a bye week don't mean a damn thing. You still got to go down there and play well. And you don't use that as an excuse. You don't use the fact that who they got next Saturday as an excuse. This is damn Auburn. This is the at night who needs this damn win. So do you. And so the trying to make excuse before anything, hell no. We don't want to hear that crap. And that's why Kirby says it's like that. Somebody, well, what does it mean that hello, coach, this is Timmy, coach. I snuck in through the back. What did are you afraid of them because they had a bye week?
Unfortunately, Timmy didn't sneak in through the back.
Get the hell out of here.
Timmy probably works for a major newspaper.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
The other thing about Auburn on a bye week is they had to go to the bye week losing two straight games.
Yes.
So they've had to sit on that Texas A&M loss and that Oklahoma loss for an extra week without
any
opportunity to do anything about it.
Yep.
So, yeah, they might be rested, but they're going to be ready to play.
They are ready, and they are salty.
Because those are two – like, the other thing about it, I realize Auburn's 3-2, and they've lost a couple in a row. Those were good close football games. Like, they had an opportunity late to get Oklahoma, and I think Oklahoma
– It was a controversy.
There was some officiating issues in that game.
It was.
But they got Jackson Arnold in the end zone right at the end of the game, in the game that was still, you know, still up for grabs. A&M got them by 6. So that's a close football game. Like, Auburn's not a great football team, but they're a good football team.
They're a good football team.
You go into their house
with some great players.
Exactly. That's they got they guys are. That can make you pay.
Yes.
And if you thought Brazel gave Georgia's secondary a tough day against Tennessee, that dude, what's the kid's name?
Cam Coleman.
He's better than him.
Yes, he is.
Careful.
Yeah. He's that's a bad damn dude right there, man. But like I said on Tuesday, but we're better than him. And we should go in there and
across the board. Yes.
Yes, we should go in there and take care
of
business.
There's some tough matchups.
Yeah, we should go. The Dawgs should go in there and take care of business. If they go in there and play their best against Auburn's best, they'll beat Auburn.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
The other thing is mitigate. Okay, their best player, their best playmakers, or receivers, their guys that you want to get the ball in their hands. We'll get the quarterback on the ground.
Get him,
because it's not just Oklahoma that sacked Auburn. Everybody
sacks him.
Everybody has gotten that guy on the ground, and now. But again, that's what Georgia doesn't do, right? So it's an interesting matchup of all right, where we're strong, you're weak. Where we're weak, oh, you're kind of also weak, you know. So it's I think it's going to be a really good game.
It is.
I do think Georgia wins the game because they are more.
It's going to be a really good game.
You know. You make a sloppy turnover here.
Yeah, strange things.
Busted coverage.
Strange
there.
Damn things happen on the plane.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a.
It's going to be a damn dogfight.
It's going to be a stressful 60 minutes on Saturday.
It's
going
to be a damn dogfight.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get some Falcons grab bag questions, some week 6 stuff as well as it begins tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trillville Thursday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The lighter side of Trillville Thursday.
I thought that was like, was Drake coming out with a new flute?
I hope so. I'm looking forward
to it. You all in on that?
Yeah, the first one was... It was on repeat at the house. So the second one,
I mean,
one, really
dude, because I know when it came out, I went outside. Because it's an outside type album. Mm. And you sit out there and just. Now, I ain't listened to it in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went on a real long run.
Okay.
And I put it on and I listened to it and it was good. Very spiritual feeling. Right. Felt good. And
you
that
can,
was that's
you
all
like
I needed.
Feel your heartbeat.
Yeah.
Hear your heartbeat through the music.
My third eye was open.
Right.
My chi was centered. I was feeling very good
about
it.
There you go.
And, you know, he could put out an album of just like 45 minutes of like making burp sounds, and I'd probably listen to it just to support. But, yeah. Well, maybe the second one's coming out soon. We'll get to an NFL no huddle kickoff the noon hour in just a few minutes. This hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll get back into more than just the Georgia Auburn game and some of the North Carolina nonsense that we talked about in the opening segment at 12:20. We'll look at some of the other really good football games coming up on Saturday, as there are many good ones. And we'll get to some Falcon stuff in just a minute.
You know, think back some stuff my grandma would say about, you know, just you can't help people being stupid. You know, sometimes people just stupid. And you got to be the dumbest person in the world. This dude is suing LeBron James for $865 in a small claim.
For how much?
$865. in 66 cents.
Okay.
He's claiming that he was duped by LeBron's ad. Mm-hmm. The fan says he bought two tickets to see the Lakers versus Cavaliers when the decision was revealed in the ad. He thought he was going to be retirement, all those things. The tickets lost almost half their value. So you bought these tickets. And note, that's a brilliant move by Ticketmaster. Why not yank up the tickets?
Yeah, you might as well.
Might as well.
You might as well gas up the prices.
Yeah, you might as well.
For the few that thought it was something
for the few
other than
dummies that thought it was what it was. And now the I'm telling you, man.
But you still got the tickets.
Yes.
So you can still,
go to the game.
Go to the ball game.
You can go to the game.
Yeah. You know, there's no guarantee LeBron's going to play.
That's another true thing.
You can miss a lot. But you go see Luka.
Exactly. They got another superstar.
And the Cavs won 65 games last
year. LeBron's going to play in Cleveland, though.
Okay.
I mean, that would be my take.
It said versus Cleveland, and he's a Laker fan. So I don't know if it's in Cleveland versus where.
Maybe it's in L.A.
Maybe it's in L.A. I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah. You got tickets to a ball game. Go check it out.
Go check it out, man.
Yeah.
But that's pretty damn funny that you were suing for $800.
I also like that he's just suing for the price of the tickets.
Yes, I love
There's no pain and suffering.
Yes.
There's no, like, he's not gassing the price way up there for the hope of a settlement or some nonsense like that. He's just like, look, man, I thought you were retiring. I thought I was going to come celebrate that, and you're not. I want my money back.
I paid something similar to that for
tickets. Should have sued him.
To the Lakers.
Yeah, when Kobe.
Me and Donna were going the next day. And damn, Kobe Torres, we were watching the game when he blew out his Achilles that night.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go to see the Lakers without Kobe.
Should have sued Kobe.
There's no
Achilles
way.
Tendon.
I was like, am I going to get? I was like, let's just charge you the game.
Yeah. Should have took him to Judge Judy.
Like, who else was on that team? Was I going to see Smush Parker?
I don't know what year was.
I don't know. It was my last
Kobe's
year.
Kobe's Achilles?
It was Kobe's Achilles because he tore it the night we were all hanging out watching the game
I
at
think
a bar.
That's post Smush Parker.
And then, so yeah, he tore it. I had already bought the tickets. And I was like, yeah, we'll go up to L.A., see Kobe and everything. That's one of the last things before we had to fly back here. And I was like, yeah, let me go on and do that. That day, I bought the tickets.
Yeah.
That day.
Well, you know, that's, as you know, as you learned there, sometimes that's the risk of buying tickets.
Yeah,
you know?
Man, that's why I don't go nowhere.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Why, that's why I don't go nowhere. If it ain't
secondary
free,
market.
If it ain't free, it ain't me. Yeah.
I saw that I saw that somehow FIFA has imposed a fee on the World Cup tickets and also somehow the secondary market for the ticket. So they get a 15% chunk on the sale of the ticket and then also on the resale of it.
Yeah.
So
smart.
Cool. I mean, I guess smart, greasy, yeah. Underhanded.
It is.
Awful.
It is. Has it come to mind to maybe rent out one of your rooms at the house?
No. Okay. But that's a good idea, though. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, that idea was floated.
How do oh really?
Yeah,
okay.
I
was gonna say we don't have that much space.
Yeah, that idea was floated.
How do Argentina fans feel about bunk beds?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was like, if you've been to Argentina, they straight.
They got bunk beds in Argentina?
They probably have some worse than that.
Okay.
Man, that idea was floated. Yeah, I just was here, babe. That the World Cup is coming. Yes, I do. I knew that, dear. Did you just find out? Yeah. Well, okay. Well, one of her class was like, yeah, they have a house. They're going to use it to Airbnb it and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, cool. Well, good for them. She's like, you think we can do that with the basement?
It's a sports theme. TVs, all that.
Man, please. I don't like people with the last name McMichael in my house. You think I'm going to let somebody name up in my house? Come on, man. Come on, dog.
My mom's place, they're not allowed to Airbnb.
Oh, they're not?
Yeah, it's like
that's the next question.
It's in the agreement.
HOA and all that stuff,
you're
probably.
Not allowed to use it for that. Because that would be the one.
Ballin-ass Barb don't need no bread. Barb went from Europe to damn Hawaii. Where's she at now?
I think briefly, I know it's going to be hard to believe, briefly home.
Okay.
She had to be home for the birth of
grandniece.
Cousin, but niece, basically. Yeah. So she had to be home for that, and then, I don't know, probably somewhere soon.
Yeah, where ballin-ass Barb going next?
Where the ballers go these days? United Arab Emirates? I don't know. Where do you go? Dubai? She's probably on her way over there. That's where she's headed. All right. We got some Falcons and NFL Week 6 grab bag questions. You want to ask them? Or do you want me to ask them?
I prefer that you ask them.
What's real and what isn't from the surprises in the NFL through Week 5? Which 4-1 team do you truly believe in, and which one do you not? Colts, Eagles, Bills, 49ers, Buccaneers, Lions, and Jaguars.
I'm going to believe in the Colts.
Okay.
I'm going to believe in the Colts. Their offense is rolling. As long as Jonathan Taylor is healthy.
Their defense is also
playing really good. So yeah. I'm going to go the Eagles. The Eagles are still up there. I don't care.
I agree. The Eagles have champagne problems.
I'll go the ones I don't believe in.
Okay.
Jaguars.
All right.
Don't believe in because I just don't know which one Trevor Lawrence is. And the 49ers, eventually, they're going to have some issues. But other than that, I believe in the Bucs. I damn sure believe in the Lions, the Bills, Eagles, and Colts. But the Jaguars and the 49ers, nah.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the Lions are easy. I mean, the Lions are – I know they had that game week one, but they've been excellent since then. The Bills are easy. The Eagles are easy. I think of the teams that are maybe surprisingly at 4-1 with the Colts and the Jaguars, like – you know, it would be cool if those teams can keep it rolling just because they haven't done it in a while.
Right.
But I want to believe in the Jaguars because they have so many players on that team that I enjoy watching.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, and I do think that there's a lot of talented players on that team as well.
It's Trevor.
Exactly. Trevor. And he's played better, I think, in general in the first five games this year than he has over most five-game stretches in his career. Problem is, he's still really not all that accurate.
Yes.
Like, he's still not completing enough passes. The layups, like we talk about with Penix, he's still not completing the layups at the level that you have to be, like, a really consistent, high-level starting quarterback. And he's making the big throws.
Yeah.
Like, some of those throws that he made on that final drive the other night were incredible.
Unbelievable.
But he still misses really easy throws.
Yes.
And so until he starts to clean up the completion percentage even more, it's hard to buy it. The only thing with the Bucs, like, I think the Bucs are really good and they've done it with injuries. Like, they're going to get healthier as the season goes on. Like, you can't win every game in the last second.
They're just like, they're like the Commanders last year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But, you know, Yeah. At some point, the luck runs out with some of that stuff.
It does.
Like, they beat the Seahawks on some – like, that was crazy on Sunday.
Yes.
Sam Darnold bounced the ball off a guy's head. Like, there was a couple penalties that got it. Like, again, they did it. I'm not trying to take anything away from them. 4-1 is 4-1, but I think there's different 4-1.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. I think the way Baker's playing, man.
He's playing really well.
The way Baker's playing.
He's playing really well. And the thing about that, like, what we talk about with those one-score games is – You start doing it enough times, like, everybody kind of just starts to believe that it's going to happen, right? Like with Jaden Daniels last year or whoever, like Mahomes, obviously, the last couple of years as well. But even with those guys, even they have sort of come back to average a little bit with those one-score games because it's just so hard to live like that week in,
it
week
is.
Out.
It is.
And they've won all four of their games in the final minute by less than a score, by less than one score. So at some point, some of that will probably even out. At least I hope it does for the Falcons' sake.
Which contender who is below 500 had the best chance to rebound? The Bengals, the Texans, the Chiefs, and the Ravens. The Chiefs. They have Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's the Chiefs. That one's easy. I think that – I don't know. I still think the Ravens have a chance to be okay because Lamar's going to come back and some of the guys that are hurt on defense.
Like,
are
it's a possibility
well.
They're 1-5 by the time he gets back.
Or 1-6.
Because they have the Rams in a bye.
Okay.
The Rams in a bye.
Yeah. So, I mean, very possible. It's a pretty good chance they lose this weekend. The Bengals are screwed. Like, Joe Burrow gets hurt. Their defense already wasn't very good. I think that they're screwed. I understand Flacco is going to start this weekend. I don't know what the goal is with that, like what that really is going to be.
Like,
it's better than Browning. I will give them that.
Give them experience?
I will give them that. Guess. It is better than Browning. But if you think Joe Flacco is going to be able to get you through the next 2.5 months.
Did they sign him because he beat the Packers?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But like,
he knows how to beat the Packers.
Are they going
to
do what I do in fantasy and just kind of ride a different quarterback every week? They're going to make a trade?
I don't think you can do that. I mean, they can try.
They can try.
But some of the other names that were floated out there as, like, considerations for that job, they're too, like Drew Lock and Sam Howell, like, wasn't going to.
They're Browning.
Right.
Yeah, they're Browning. So why – I mean – I don't know. I
will give them credit for not just like flat out being like, ah, hell.
He's our guy.
Browning's our guy, and we're going to do, you know, we're going to go down with the ship. So at least they're trying something, but I don't think that that's going to work. I'm also like, the Texans just kind of haven't been very good for a season and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like obviously they had that great year with CJ Stroud in his rookie season, and everyone kept assuming that it was going to get fixed last year. It never really
did. That offensive line is not good.
Yeah. And they
can't run the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they have the problems that bad teams have.
I wonder what happened to Joe Mixon, because there had to be some flukiness in the offseason where he did something, because he's still out. And they're not giving any explanations of what's going on with him. But, I mean, they got Nico Collins and nobody else for him to throw the ball to. They can't protect him. The defense is good. But, yeah, they're in a situation where they're in the South with, you know, with the Colts, with the Jaguars. So are they going to be able to leapfrog one of those two teams? But, I mean, no, I don't see that.
No, I don't think – I just don't think they're all that great. Like, I think that there was a lot of enthusiasm because C.J. Stroud had a great rookie year and people like their coach.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the issues that bad teams have, offensive line – inability to run, like
they had the best. They looked so good last week, but they played the Ravens.
Yeah,
a beat up Ravens team.
Right. And I think
without
Lamar, and they looked good the week before that against the Titans too.
It's the damn Titans.
It's the Titans, yes. Right? So I don't know. I don't believe that the Texans are going to be okay. I think the Chiefs will be fine. Obviously, the Jets are the only winless team in the NFL. Who will their first win come against?
Oh,
they got the. Well, this is their upcoming schedule.
Okay, let's see here.
The Broncos, no. They're not going to beat the Broncos.
Game ball.
The Panthers.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll beat the Panthers.
Game ball. That's when AG gets his first game ball. It'll be against the Panthers.
Yeah, they could beat the Panthers.
Yeah, and then they'll beat the Bengals.
Oh, God.
And then they'll beat the Browns.
Oh, so they're going to get hot.
Oh, yeah, they're going to get hot. And then they'll lose to the Patriots, Ravens, Falcons. They'll beat the Dolphins. They'll lose to the Jaguars, beat the Saints, and lose to the Patriots, Bills.
Okay. We just did a win-loss with the Jets.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I like that the Falcons are on the schedule.
Yeah.
That's good.
Where's that at? Here or there?
I don't know. But who cares? Like, that should be one of those ones that you should be able to count on at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Although, who knows? Falcons got beat 30-0 by the Panthers.
They're playing overseas. You know, they're playing against the Broncos, who coming off a real emotional win and all those different things. Can you get bad Bo Nix in London?
Yeah, Bo seems like one of those guys that gets in trouble in London.
Yeah, yeah, he's in a pub somewhere.
No, he doesn't. I'm making stuff up. I would encourage people to read that story, though, that Mike Silver wrote earlier this week.
You know how I feel about Mike Silver.
I don't.
I love Mike Silver.
Oh, he's great.
Yes, very much so.
Genuinely one of the best writers in the NFL.
A good dude, man, but he's snitching a little bit.
This is kind of his job.
I read the article. I read the article yesterday when I got home. Yeah, he's snitching, man. Like, damn, Mike, you're putting everybody business out there, huh? I mean, yeah.
Is not a reporter just another word for a professional snitch?
Sometimes, yeah. You know? But he over there letting all the secrets out. Like, ain't nobody going to let their husband go to damn London no more. No, baby. But you know the crazy thing about the London trip is, it happens every year. It usually gets worked out. So many of these kids don't have passports.
Oh.
Like, so many of them. Huh. So many of them don't have passports, which is always funny to me.
That is funny.
Yeah, like, okay, you know you were going to London. I got to get a passport the week of or the week before or something like that. Coach, you know I ain't got a passport, right?
Seems like something that the somebody in the team would be kind of responsible for.
You would think so.
You know
right?
what I mean?
You would think so.
Like, we're going to London in October. Everybody good on passports?
Everybody good on passports, yeah, man. Our wall-to-wall coverage of this Monday, Falcons Bills starts at 11 a.m. with a special broadcast at the Signia by Hilton Hotel. It'll be Dukes and Bell joined by me at the Nest on 4, the Signia Sports Bar overlooking Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Going to break down Monday night matchup. Going to have, as Mike says, some shenanigans and all those other things. So get your tailgate started early with Dukes and Bell, myself, Monday 11 to 3 at Signia by Hilton on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get into an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Let you hear a little bit more from Raheem Morris. As the Falcons, like Randy said, get ready for the Bills on Monday Night Football. We'll talk some college football coming up at 12:20 as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.